Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening, and hope is alive in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening.
I couldn't hit your button and the CD button at the same time, but good evening, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Beautiful weather here.
Awesome.
Beautiful weather here in Oklahoma. It's a different part of Oklahoma that Pastor Cox is in.
Okay. Well, good evening, Pastor Cox, and welcome.
Well, good evening. Up there in cool Wyoming, I see on the map.
It has cooled off a little bit. Well, great. Yep.
It's like 15 degrees up there, I see.
It's a little cool. We'll be back in the 60s before you know it. Well,
yes.
50s anyway. How about that? So it is springtime in the Rockies, and that's sure something I've learned here is you just might get 6 or 8 inches in the spring. That's just the way it goes. So, well, I don't want to take any time from you guys. I'm looking forward to a good program, and I'll let you know when our callers call in.
Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everyone to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And that testimony is those who have been set free from that which tormented them in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We do welcome you for joining us, and if you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. Everything we talk about is there, just about everything. And if it's not there and you need information, you can contact through the email there, and we can get you the information. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. It is a manual for casting out spirits, casting out demons, and setting people free. If you need that... if you need that book and don't have it, get a hold of Richard at 307-742-7582, and he will get that sent out. He actually told me on the phone today, Pastor, you got that book out to a couple people recently, a couple books out, so I was encouraged to hear that, and it's good to hear from you again.
Well, it's been too long, hasn't it? Great to have you in Oklahoma.
It might be just a little over 24 hours here pretty soon. I had a wonderful time of fellowship out at Deliverance Ministries. I had a brother in Christ that was going out there. He asked if I would join him. I said, sure I would. Just happened to be working in the area anyway, so I guess the Holy Spirit coordinated for us. And we had a blessed time. Got to see the new facility, a beautiful brick church built in the 40s, beautiful stained glass. Had a good spirit about it. And, you know, I want to read a scripture here real quick. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things are created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Now, when I read that, that tells me there are invisible things. I witnessed a manifestation I've never seen before. I know Pastor Cox has seen him in the past. And if no one had ever believed there were spirits, or if I didn't believe, I believed that night. And that woman had something invisible in her, and it manifested heavily. It was very similar to being like she had a wild cat in her. She was clawing things, climbing on the walls. She was screaming. That would, my guess, would sound just like the old-timers would say the Panthers would sound like in the Ozarks. And it was an amazing thing to see, but the most amazing thing is when Christians walking in authority told that spirit to submit, it would submit. When Christians walk in the authority they have over angels to tell that the angels to set that spirit up, it would set up. And it was a remarkable thing. And we found out later, we didn't know what was going on. They had not got us to the door-closing prayer, which goes to show you how important that door-closing prayer is if you're going to operate in casting out spirits. Because once they got us through that door-closing prayer, it's my understanding from what Pastor told me, she left free and set free.
Yes, we've seen that over and over through the years, of course. And if they miss the door-closing prayer, then you're going to have fireworks, and it does happen from time to time. But I saw her when she left, and she was quite normal. So that's our Jesus, amen?
Praise the Lord, it is. And that just goes to show you just how much power and authority that we have operating in that name that we were given, and that's part of the Great Commission. He shall cast out demons. And that woman had something cast out. She had something in her. That was not that wasn't anything that you can fake, I'll tell you that. She would have a blank stare on her face. She would glare. She would growl, scratch, and then all of a sudden a normal girl would pop back up, and then the spirit would manifest again. And so I praise Jesus. She was set free. It was definitely a learning experience for me. I have seen manifestations. I have not seen one like that. And it just lets me know that I'm in a real battle. It continues to confirm that I'm in a real battle. But I have all power and authority, and I had nothing to fear.
Well, and the good news is that the rest of the cases, I see we had a total of 12, counting those that were going on earlier. There were some repeat cases. It started earlier in the evening, but the good news is that the typical case is low key. They may yawn, cough, burp, or feel a spirit go because they've been through the door closing prayer, and that takes the wind out of the spirit's sails, and they're therefore easier to deal with.
Yes, it is. And but it did teach me a lesson. I won't do one without doing that door closing prayer.
Amen. I'm so thankful the Lord has worked that out for us so we don't have to go through all that. Many ministries around the country that are doing this kind of ministry, there's still many that do not have, it appears to me anyway, a door closing prayer. And so they do have lots of fireworks. And I've had plenty of that when we started out 40 years ago. But I got tired of it quickly and wanted to get the job done and go home early. And that's been a pleasure. I had a busy week.
There's always a better way to do things. There's always a better way to do things.
I had my third deliverance this week today, and I got one tomorrow at 2. So it's turning out to be a pretty busy week. They've all been good cases, and it was a real nice one today. I was not able to get the head demon up. I had to do basic deliverance of working the problem list that they had circled out, the problems that they have. But it went good, and she had a short leg of a good inch. Her right leg came out. Her arm was a little short. It adjusted. And a neck pain that she was bothered with, that was the only physical thing that was bothering her. that pain left. So that was exciting. And then she got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. It rounded out the day.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody set free. Was that now, was that through the computer? I know that when we met yesterday for lunch, you said you had one that was going to be through the computer. Was that one at office or the computer?
Well, this one today was at the office. The one yesterday was a lady in Illinois, and that went real well.
So, praise the Lord. And that is just awesome that we have the ability to do that at such a distance. Of course, our Lord Jesus did it as well from a distance, and he said, greater works than these ye shall do also. And we just have just the extra advantage of some technology that Jesus didn't have. But you know what? He didn't need it. And then really, we don't either. But it sure helps when you can see their expressions and see how engaged they are.
It is amazing. As Jesus spoke at distance, and like with the centurion, and dealt with the demons there, and the centurion's daughter, we can do the same thing at distance in his name. We're commissioned to do the same works of Jesus, John 14:12, Mark 16:17, and we're doing it. And having these videos available to us, and I've here recently, I've mentioned it before, I had one in Australia, Brazil, and France, here in the last several months, and it still works just the same there. It's like they're right in front of you.
Yes, it does. And deliverance is something that's needed to be out there. It would be great if we could get people trained in this, and they wouldn't have to go through the computer or whatnot, that they could have ministries set off across this nation that would be able to perform these for them. And we know they're out there. We know they're out there. I've come across them from here and there through social media, and I know that each ones I see, they're constantly busy. So the harvest is plentiful, and there's laborers. So, but if you're interested yourself in learning about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. All the training's allowed. That is it's all full of training. All the training's on there. The same training that I set through Monday night is there. It's just not one-on-one, or actually more than one-on-one in a classroom-type setting, but it's the same type of training that's there. Or you can always get out to Oklahoma City if you have the ability to do that, and Pastor would be glad to have you out there to train. Or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, which is a training manual, and to let people know that we are considering having a Branson gathering this year. I know it's not 100% set in stone. It depends on the participation of people's interest in coming to it. But if they do, I will be there. And if you come and you need deliverance, if I can't do it myself, we have men that are trained, and we will help you through it. I just want to let everybody know that. Feel free, if we do have the Branson conference, to come up and talk to me. I'll answer whatever questions I can for you, and we will get you set free.
Amen. And you know, the number one spirit that people mark down as number one, and we find them just in pretty much every case, is the fear spirit. And we know God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, so that's an easy one to know there's a demon behind it. But yet, again, we've got the tools to set people free from these kinds of things. So many times they've had that from as a child, and it's tormented all these years up into adulthood. So the good news is our Jesus gave us all that we need to deal with these things if we'll just use them. So
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, he did. And that's not just a little power. It's not some power, but it's all power. And that's in Luke 10:19. If you've been listening to us week in and week out and you don't have that that verse memorized, or at least the location of it in Scripture, get it memorized. Get it. We try to repeat it all the time, but it is a fantastic verse to declare openly to the demonic world, this world of the supernatural, that we have power and authority over you. And not only do we have that power and authority, it won't hurt you. Exactly what the Scriptures say. It will not hurt you. And learn it, speak it, use it.
Amen. I love that where he says, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Jesus told us that in Luke 10:19. And it's a comforting thing that Jesus told us that. Do we believe Jesus or not? Well, I bought that scripture 40 years ago and have seen it perform itself as we speak it all those years. And same with the all power to cast these demons out. And as we speak in his name, pretty awesome what we have from the cross. We're learning more and more how much that really was.
It is pretty awesome, and it's just awesome when you can see the transformations of people. There was a need for me to help perform deliverances. I would have stepped up if obviously needed it. I think I sit back and look at the reason that the Lord didn't put me in a deliverance, I wouldn't be able to witness what I needed to witness. But anyway, I had spoke to that girl's mother had come in for ministry. And when she come out, she had a glow upon her. I didn't see her when she came in, but she had a glow and was just floating on air, had a smile on her face, and just had an anointing upon her. And that's just awesome to see. And that is such a typical testimony of people who have gone through deliverance, that when they come out, they look younger, it looks like the whole burden of the world is removed from their shoulders, and they just have an anointing and a glow upon them. So it was just fantastic to see that.
It's amazing how much younger they look. I saw that today. I had the lady go look in the mirror at the end of the ministry. I got to sit there. I just spent 2.5 hours with her. But in that amount of time, if I'd had a picture of when she came in and at the end of the ministry session, it was so phenomenal. And she admitted she felt lighter. She felt really good. She said she hadn't felt that way and she couldn't remember when. And that's so typical at the end of the session. It kind of drives us all on to keep doing it. And I get on a high because they're on a high. I'm still pumped.
Not only do they get a Jesus overall, they get like a facelift.
Yes. Amen.
So, well, Pastor, we're a little bit past the time for our first caller. Do you want to take a second to maybe try to get a hold of them, remind them, see what's going on?
And, yes, I can do that.
If you do that, I'll be happy to hold down the fort till you return. And again, if anybody has any questions regarding deliverance, it's deliveranceusa.com. And it is a very user-friendly website. That website has all the tools you need. All the tools you need and then some. So if you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to do so. And if you haven't got the book written by Pastor Cox, Do the Supernatural Works of Jesus, I do encourage you to get that as well. You can get that from Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. And it's just a step-by-step manual to help do this. Obviously, in the power of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't need that manual. We have the manual of Scripture that can help us do that. But the great thing about these things is it takes it and shows you where it is in the Scriptures and shows you how to apply those things. And we need this out there. If anyone doesn't believe that people are affected by spirits, just look up a simple thing on YouTube called Trump Derangement Syndrome, and you will see people that are completely demonized. And, I mean, there is just video after video. I seen this video the other day where a guy had a sign about President Trump. Now, at first, I was thinking that the President Trump triggered the spirit that was in this girl, because she just kept screaming, and her arms were contorted and screaming. But you got one glimpse of the backside of the banner. And the backside of the banner, it said it had Jesus' name on it, and I believe it said repent. I couldn't quite catch all of it, but it looked like the word repent on it. And I truly believe that that's what really triggered the person. But it is amazing what anything that has to do with light, goodness, and anything that has to do with Christianity is triggering people these days. And it's literally triggering spirits within them, where people are spitting, they are getting violent when they see something. I mean, when nothing but a simple red hat will cause you to get violent and to attack somebody, or even like we saw School of Christian Children in D.C. something like that, when that man seen them and the spirits with him stirred him up to come and attack them. It's just this battle's real. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities. And these principalities have affected people in this land. And the only way we're going to overcome this is by operating the gifts of the Spirit and operating in our authority and doing just as Jesus said, they shall cast out demons in my name. Pastor, did you get a hold of them?
I did not. I left. I couldn't get through on the phone. That she didn't have her voicemail set up, but I text.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
So, but you know, if you have those gifts, it's really wonderful. But what's nice to find out is if you're a pretty average Christian like I am, I don't seem to have any special gifts of discernment, word of knowledge. I would like to. Many of our teams have it. But even without it, as we speak in Jesus' name, the word goes forth to perform itself. And as you do the steps, like we've learned over these years, any Christian, that's the only qualification, being a born-again Christian, that you can do this kind of ministry. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. It is awesome. And I don't want to imply that you have to have the gifts to do that, but they sure do help. They sure do help when you have that word of knowledge or you have that discernment, even having the ability to do something as simple as be able to pray and speak in a tongue, a foreign language, the language of the angels, does seem to subdue demons when they don't seem to want to just submit right then and there. And it's just an extra part of our arsenal and tools that we have. And then word of knowledge can help as well. As I was helping a lady about a month or so back when going through deliverance, and she had, it was really an awful case. She was really struggling with forgiving her parents, and some pretty awful things that happened to her as a child. She couldn't understand why it happened. And of course, I went to the scriptures and said, "Well, you know, these things happen to test us, to purify us, to make us stronger in Christ, to help us. You know, like it says in 2 Corinthians, these things will come so we can be a comfort to others." And you know, she had said that, "Well, I've heard all those things before," and I understood, and I was trying to be as sympathetic as I could. But as we went through the breaking of ungodly soul ties with her father, and when you get done, you do the inner healing. And I asked Jesus to speak truth to her. I asked that the Holy Spirit reveal things to her about this relationship, about the lies that the enemy has given to her, and to clarify some things. And as she was doing that, the Holy Spirit gave me word of knowledge right then and revealed to me the truth behind it. And I said to her, I said, "You know, the Spirit just told me this. And she opened her eyes and looked at me, and she says, that's exactly what the Spirit just told me. And not only did it just tell me, it let me see that. I mean, let me actually see the event that happened." And then a little bit later, when we're doing the breaking of the ungodly soul ties and working on forgiveness with her mother, I did the same thing towards the inner healing when she gave up all those tormented feelings. And I said, "Lord, speak to her. Speak to her about truth of that." And then a word of knowledge was given to me. I mean, there's no way I could have known these things other than the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I said to her, I said, "Well, the Holy Spirit just told me this." And then she opened her eyes, and it just as she goes, "That's exactly what he told me. That's exactly what he just told me." And she was allowed. She was actually allowed to see her parents go through these very things that she had experienced as well. And it really helped her. You know, she said it really clarified a lot of things. She kept thanking me, and I said, "Well, don't thank me." I said, "It was all the Holy Spirit on that. There's no way I could have known those things." So,
yeah,
so,
well, that's the gift.
Yeah. When word of knowledge comes, it's a fantastic tool. I don't think that I have it on a regular basis, but I was. It's definitely something that the Spirit can give you in a time when you need it. And definitely a Spirit will guide you through a deliverance. There's no doubt about that, and discernment. So those are definitely good. Those are good it's good things the Lord left for us. You know, he didn't leave us unarmed.
Amen.
He didn't leave us without a helper. He didn't leave us without a helper. That's exactly what he said. And I will send my spirit the helper. So thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Because
with that gift of discernment that you've got and word of knowledge, you ought to be good on a turkey hunt that you could kind of take me to where they are. The season's open here. Yeah, you're kind of like a bird dog does with quail, you know.
So,
I ought to invite you for a hunt.
maybe I could do that. You know, that would be fun to do with you. I haven't turkey hunted in years. I wasn't really much into hunting. I did it a little bit with some friends, but I think I was more in their way. They were a little more serious than I was. But, yeah, maybe I could maybe I get word of knowledge where the next bird's going to be and it'll make an easy hunt for you. So.
Yes. Ralph, we were talking about fear earlier before I went off and came back on, but this woman I ministered to today, fear was number one on her list of the priorities. I tried to, you know, we tried to get the top three. And when I finally got into the inner healing, I asked Jesus to take her back to the earliest root, earliest source of the fear. And she went back. She wasn't quite sure of her age, but she was small enough. She was hiding under a bed and looking out, so she had to be pretty small. And she could see somebody's feet out there. She couldn't quite figure out who it was, but what was going on, her dad had had anger spells, and more than likely that's what she was witnessing, but and would go into rages and all, and so she was probably seeing that from under the bed, and that's when the spirit of fear had entry. And so we dealt with that, and of course she'd forgiven her dad earlier in the ministry, and handed that fear, and she picked up on a few other feelings that went with it, and she could feel them inside up in her chest area. So I had her take her hand as a spiritual hand and spiritual fingers and go right into that area in her chest where she felt that fear and all you know, in there together. And she got her hand in there and got hold of them. She pulled them out and gave them to Jesus. And you know what? Supernaturally, Jesus takes those feelings. And what that did, of course, it pulled out the rug from under the spirits when they came in. They typically lose their right that they had when that's done. And sometimes the demon will actually go ahead and go then, or it will be easy to cast out when you get to it in the actual deliverance part.
And what the pastor's talking about is that's operating with the helping people operate with the verse 1 Peter 5:7. And that says, casting all your anxiety on him. Some translations say cares, because he cares for you. And fear is an anxiety, and you can do that. And it is that visualization. It reminds me of what with loosening and binding. We're supposed to, you know, visualize these things. Pastor Peter's taught us these things before many years ago. And to visualize these things, you pray. And you know, we look at the Psalms with King David. He was very visualized. He had that man could really visualize things when he would lay down the Psalms and pray. But you visualize. You have a hand that's able to go into your spirit body and take that emotion out of that thing, and then you act on 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, and you ask the Lord to take it, and he will. I mean, this isn't a suggestion that says the Lord says, I might take it. He says he will because he cares for you, and it's just a really good thing to practice in your life if you're dealing with something that you're having trouble letting go. Just speak it. Speak all those negatives into your hand and visualize them coming out of you and all that emotion, everything going right into your hand, and just lift it up to the Lord. Lift it up, practice forgiveness towards that person, and they will do it. And the Lord will take it, not sometime, he'll take it every time, every single time.
Yeah, amazing. 1 Peter 5:7, we can cast our cares upon him, and he meant it. You know, we sure enough can do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, something I thought, too, we had spoke actually about fear quite a bit in the war room that night when we were doing training. And that's another thing is I had recently attended a gathering where there's many people there who would never believe that a spirit could affect a Christian. And a lot of those people don't even believe in a devil, let alone a demon, other being a sickness. And I think to yourself, how many times are we told in the New Testament alone not to fear, not to fear? And how
fear not.
A spirit. Yeah, fear not. That's actually a spirit that can...
All through the Bible.
Yeah, that's a spirit that can affect you. Just like anger is. I mean, there is a righteous anger. There is a righteous indignation. But we're told not to let the sun set on their anger. Why? Because it can give the devil an opportunity. And it's okay to be angry. Our Lord Jesus got angry. But, you know, you can be angry and not hold resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness towards somebody. And I'm just so thankful for deliverance because it is so easy for me to let things go now, and especially on a personal level. And it helps me to help my reactions with others, and it's cut down on strife in my household. It's cut down on strife in my personal levels. It's helped me to be a better listener when I'm not so worried about being offended or the offensive or something. So, Pastor, we have the next caller. I'm sorry I didn't catch the name, but caller, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Hi. Yeah, I'm so excited you called in, that Ralph's on here with me, the co-host, and why don't you go ahead and Adrini, and just share, give some history on yourself, background, and when you got born again, and how you learned about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share, even with your own, whatever you're comfortable in sharing. Go right ahead.
Thank you, absolutely. My story is kind of exciting, I think, because it was very interesting to go through. I grew up in a Christian home, and I went to a Christian school, and I had a lot of tragedy in my life. My father, who I was very close to, passed away on my 14th birthday. And it wasn't too long after that. My mom had gotten remarried, like within the same year. And I just could not adjust. So what ended up happening is at 15, I went and got married myself. And
wow.
I had a daughter, and my first baby was killed at 4 months old in a car accident.
Oh.
Now I ended up having
yeah.
two living children. And me and my first husband got divorced. And then my fourth child, my last child with my second husband also he died. He was stillborn. And the marriage broke down. And so I got saved when I was probably 16 years old. But due to this immense tragedy, my faith just died. I was so sad. I was such a sad person. And to cope with the loss, I turned to doing drugs. And 2 years ago, I was shooting up methamphetamine.
Wow.
It seemed like this grief just hung over me for over a decade. And about 3 years ago, I was at rock bottom. My mom had taken my kids. I was in trouble with the law. I was strung out on drugs. And I decided to play an Ouija board to try to communicate with my dad. And I did not know much about it before. I didn't know that it was inviting demons into your life. I didn't know that at all. I thought it was just a game to talk to the dead. And it's important to note at this time, I had also convinced myself that there was no God. And, you know, none of it was real. And believe me, Satan put plenty of people in my life to reinforce that thinking. However,
mm-hmm.
I was playing the Ouija board, and I cannot tell you the Pandora's box of crazy that it unleashed on my life. I mean, things were moving by themselves. I was hearing voices I knew were not there. But I knew in an instant that if demonic spirits existed, God existed. And so as soon as I realized that I was under a demonic attack, I started praying. And the voices and stuff went away, and I got rid of the board, obviously. But then I started reading your book, and I read some Don Dickerman books. In fact, I'm the cousin. Last week you had on Marla and Andy. I'm the cousin that they did deliverance on when they got back from having theirs done. I could not wait. And we did not know at this time that there was one in Oklahoma at all. And so God delivered me. I went through deliverance, and God delivered me from all of that. But it was like just this veil of this grief. The whole reason I had done drugs and everything just went away in an instant. And
what was it like when you were ministered to?
Huh?
What was it like
when you were
ministered to? Did you feel the spirits coming out, or what went on when you were ministered to?
I saw
mm-hmm.
them.
Wow.
The one that was responsible for grief, it was just like this woman dressed in head to toe black, and she was just screaming hysterically. And she did not want to go. But as we were closing permissions and they were commanded to go, it was amazing the difference that took place for sure. And then, so I went from that, and the reason that I did drugs instantly went away. I'm not only sober
Hallelujah.
Today, I've gotten my life back on track. I've got my kids back. I'm going to your deliverance classes. And it was actually when I was giving my testimony in a church that this woman, she came up to me and told me about your classes and where you were located and all that. And I'm sure enjoying them.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah, as you know, we need an army. We need an army, I'm excited you're going through. And I've always believed we would have as many as 30 ministers showing up instead of a dozen or 15 or so. And then the Lord wouldn't be sending us that many people. I think physically we could, you know, seem to be able to handle them. Well,
yeah, definitely. And I absolutely love your passion, because once you've gone through deliverance, you know, hearing things that were not there and seeing things move that they shouldn't be moving, I mean, that stuff was really bad. But what was even worse
yeah.
was the years of sorrow, of desperation, of hopelessness that I never realized were a demonic attack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was
yeah.
almost worse. The deliverance, I think, is a very important ministry. I think everybody should go through it. I mean, we all have
yeah,
a past. We all have traumas, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, there's, you know, it would seem, who's escaped the traumas, Andrini? Who's escaped the traumas? Who hasn't had them? You lost a couple of children. Those are tough traumas.
Yeah.
That some people don't recover from. And so praise God, you recovered.
I know so many people that haven't recovered from them, and they don't realize. You know, we think that that's just life, that bad things happen, and that the way we feel, we reason it out, you know. But Christians, we don't have to live oppressed. We don't have to live like that. You know, my family is still dead, but I don't feel the same way about it anymore, you know.
Yes. It is amazing. I lost a child as well, as some of you would know, and it was the agony of that. Weeks and months went by, but a friend of mine, through him, I wound up receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues, and the agony and pain of that loss was amazingly pushed off to the side. It's still there, but it's not in the middle anymore. It's been that way now for 40 years. It's off to the side, not in the middle.
That's exactly it. I mean, I still remember what happened, and I will always miss them, but it's not this overwhelming, crushing grief that I cannot crawl out of anymore. I don't feel the need to self-medicate. It's just, it's amazing what it has done in my life. And I've gone from that, just homeless and trouble with the law, shooting up drugs and just in despair, to, you know, I've got my life together. I'm going to these classes, and I've even been honored to lead other people through deliverance. And that is a miracle in its own self. Each and every time.
It's come around the circle, hasn't it? And that's what the Lord has in mind, that he's in the overhaul business, praise God, through the Word, that we can have our lives turned around like that. And you're certainly a big example of that. Well, just think how many more people are out there just like went through what you did.
I know.
Think
I
how
see
many
it every day, somebody overtaken by sorrow or just the demonic assaults on the family unit, and just it's just everywhere. Satan's fighting hard, you know, and he's not stupid. He's very smart in his takedown of people. And more people, deliverance has done such an amazing thing in my life, and I've watched it do amazing things in other people's lives. And it's unfortunate that churches don't teach about it. They don't teach about it. They believe Christians can't be affected. And that's sad. That is sad, because I think, like I said, everybody needs it. Everybody has had something happen, or maybe they were like me and they had their fair share of trauma, but yet they opened many doors themselves, you know?
Exactly. So many have played with Ouija boards, and that's so common. We hear that a lot. You know, that's one of the questions in our interview. Have you messed with any witchcraft, the Ouija boards or whatever? And so many of them have, and they open the door. And it's people just don't know. They think it's a game, as you did. And how much of that's going
on?
Yeah,
and it's so not a game. I know that when I was laying on my bed, I had a friend die, and it had opened up all those old wounds. And this is still at the time I'm learning about deliverance, but haven't gone through it yet. And I was watching this video on YouTube, and this woman, she didn't look right. But what she said did not sound bad, but you knew there was something to it. Well, it ended up she was casting black magic through a video, and I kid you not, my bed started shaking, and I became overcome with fear, and I just cried out to God, and I begged him to just deliver me from that, and he showed up right away. I mean, instantly. It didn't matter how far I ran from him, or he was right there.
Praise God.
So I guess you could say my first deliverance was from Jesus himself, because you know, you just had to have been there and felt what I felt. But, you know, I've never looked back. It has done such a dramatic turnaround in my life. God really does bring beauty from ashes. You know what I mean?
Yes. And
Jeannie, what you've witnessed in life is very common to my personal testimony as well. I've had those very things happen. Played with the Ouija board as a child. Had my bout with methamphetamines, and have actually been in a bed that shook and levitating came off the ground as a child. And feel free to share those testimonies with people, because you, this is what's going to happen to you. When you get that boldness, I'm believing that you've probably had the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well, which brings that boldness upon you, and you're telling such a good testimony. You've got such a joy in your voice, and we're getting texts coming through that people are praising God that you were set free from the drug abuse. And this is just awesome. You get an awesome testimony. But you're going to be able to talk, when you talk to people, and methamphetamines is a curse on this country. It really is a curse of witchcraft upon this country. I see it everywhere, especially if you have used it. You can really recognize when someone's on it. You can see the demons operating
in them.
But as you give your testimony and tell people the things you saw, the things you've witnessed, you will find, they may not speak out in the group, but someone will grab you and pull you off to the side and tell you about the things they saw. And I've had people tell me, I know what I saw was real. No one can tell me what I saw wasn't real. They can't tell me this and that. And people are experiencing it. They see this. It's more common than we think. So be sure when you give those testimonies out to let people know those things you saw and let them know there's hope, because it is terrifying to experience those things when you're not a Christian. It's absolutely terrifying. It's a little scary when you first start realizing your power and authority. I mean, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you see a rattlesnake in your bed, that brings a little bit of fear on your bed, in your body, in your mind, which I have experienced these things. But we have all power and authority. We can tell it to go. And now they just, if I experience and see it, they're just, you know, oh, well, go. In Jesus' name, go. But be sure to really testify those things to people. Because you're going to be able to reach those. You're going to be able to identify those who have the drug problems, or they've recovered, yet they keep stumbling. That's a big thing there. Is people will recover, they'll catch sobriety, but they'll stumble. And the reason they stumble is because those demons that are operating them are still convincing them they want to do the drugs. So enjoying this. I want to encourage you, and keep going. I'm sorry to take away from you. Keep going. I just want to say that.
Oh, no, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I do think that a lot of Christians need to understand what we're facing and that we can relate to each other. It's very important so people don't feel alone, you know. And it's certainly not ostracized by the church, because that doesn't help anybody. It's important to note that not only was I, you know, delivered, I was miraculously healed from fibromyalgia from hepatitis C.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, I could really go on down the list. My finances have done 180. Every aspect of my life has completely turned around. And I give God all the glory for that, because it's nothing I could have. I never imagined myself sober, and I sure never imagined the intense pain I felt going away for the reason I did drugs in the first place. So. But yeah, I just heard the other day that this demon possessed woman walked in a church, and instead of helping her, they called the police on her. It's sad. And I love Pastor Cox's passion and how he teaches you that this is not a special anointing. Deliverance is a normal Christian anointing, because people need to know that, and they definitely need to, like you said, if you're in a war, you best learn how to shoot, you know, because we are definitely in a war.
Yes, a big war. It's been going on a long time.
It's for every man, woman, child, you know.
Yes. The stealing, killing, and destroying that's going on, most people just think it's themselves, their flesh. Like you said earlier, just things of life, you know, that you run into. They don't even suspect that it might be demonic. And I can talk this way because I was the same way up to age 44. I didn't know until I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and got into a church that was doing deliverance. I didn't have any idea. And most Christians are just like I was. I suspect as many as 90% of the American Christian body doesn't know anything about what we're talking about and how to deal in it. And that's probably low. It might even be higher than that, than 90%.
I, I have to absolutely agree. Like I said, I grew up in a Christian school. I was in church literally 6 days a week, and I never learned the effect demons could have on my life or how to fight them ever. I mean, this was just not something I ever got taught about. So when life overtook me and tragedies happened, you know, I had no idea, none, that it was demonic attacks.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's typical. People listening even right now probably are surprised about this news that the problems they're having more than likely are not them at all, but something that can actually be cast out and the problem is gone. I mean, is that beautiful or what?
Exactly. Exactly, and you know, this is life. We live on Earth. Our bodies break down sometimes. You know, we get sick, and people do die. But it's normal to grieve. But when it becomes a crushing grief that you cannot rise above for years on end, you know, I've learned that any extreme emotion is more than often demonically influenced, whether it's extreme anger or extreme grief. Or extreme anxiety or depression. You know, those things are more than often not demonically influenced.
You're right on. Exactly. And the more overboard, out of balance, reoccurring and tormenting something is, some problem area, the odds are extremely high. There'll be demonic activity involved in it. And again, Jesus provided for us deal with it. He even commanded believers to cast out demons in Mark 16:17 and John 14:12 that we're to be doing the same works that Jesus did, as he said. He even said, if you love me, you'll do my commands. Well, how many Christians are doing his commands? Not very many in America. Now, there's a difference. One of our team leaders, Chris Davis, just got back from a month in Africa. And he told me that down there, everybody knows about demons. It's, you know, that's typical. They've grown up around voodoo and all that stuff going on. They know all about it. And you ask the typical American Christian, they don't know anything.
That's what shocked me. My husband is Native American, and he's gone through deliverance, too. And, I mean, he doesn't follow any of their ways or anything. But he's Native American, and they know all about evil spirits. You know, it's not even a question on if they exist. They just know they do. So, to me, it was very sad to find out the one religion that did not inform me of this was Christianity, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We all got a job to do with spreading the good news of this. Quite frankly, we haven't done a very good job here in America these 2,000 years of spreading the news, you know, about this. The Christian body as a whole, it's been pretty lacking in getting the word out about these evil spirits trying to steal, kill, and destroy with Christians. This doctrine still floats around that Christians are immune. Well, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. It's obvious to us that Christians are the targets with satanic assignments.
That's exactly my thought.
Being put out.
I think that above everybody, Christians are probably targeted more than your average person just because, you know, Satan sure doesn't want us spreading the good news, like you said.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well, in the remaining minute or so, what would you wind up saying to the listeners, Adrian?
I would say try deliverance. Go for it. You have nothing to lose except a few demons. If you don't have demons, you're not going to get any by going through it. And you would be amazed. You don't realize how much bondage you're in until you're completely set free.
Yes, praise God. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. It is wonderful.
Wonderful. Testimony.
I like the way you put that. You have nothing to lose but a few demons.
Thank you so very much for having me. And keep up the good work, Pastor. You're doing an amazing job.
Praise
God. Thank you,
Adrini. You're healed of those diseases. That is just wonderful to hear.
God bless you.
I lost a cousin to hepatitis C, and I know how horrible that kind of disease that is. But it just goes to show you that there's nothing incurable with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. That was awesome.
Amen. So
if that don't bring joy to your heart, you got a heart problem.
Oh, yeah, from where she came from and where she is today, that's our Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. And people keep that in mind. There's so, when you see people out there and they're lost like that, don't look at them with eyes of condemnation and judgment, and look at them with the eyes of how can I help that person? You know, pray for them if that's the very least you can do, and then help them. Because if somebody, or it was her cousins, had not had that love for her instead of condemning her, she might even be dead today. So,
yes.
So we do thank you for joining us this evening. What a wonderful testimony. Praise God. Praise Jesus. And we will see everybody next Wednesday. Good night.
God bless you all, and good night.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes.